Welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast with Wanda Pearson, where we will dive deep into the world of networking, collaboration, and partnership, unlocking the secrets to a successful team working within innovation. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, professional, or just someone eager to understand the power of networking and collaboration, this podcast is your go-to resource. Join us as we explore the stories, strategies, and insights from experts, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who have experienced the magic of networking and collaboration to achieve successful results. Tune in to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast on a journey towards achieving your goals with host Wanda Pearson.
Welcome to the Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast with Wanda Pearson, episode 19. And I am so excited to have my guest, Allison Harvey, from all the way from Canada. Hey, y'all, I'm going global. This is global time. But I am so excited to have this young lady because this young lady actually helped me to be an honoree for Woman on Fire. But we're going to talk about that later. So I want to actually talk about the sponsor today. The sponsor is W.D. Pearson Associates, where we actually help small businesses, home-based business, people who have a passion and get into the business to get set up the right way. And our services, by me being a marketing director with Legal Shield, we help you get legally, financially, and successfully set up the right way. So connect with Wanda Pearson, and I will help you get set up and get your business going. Thank you so much. Now, I want to talk about Allison. Actually, I'm so excited, Allison. Welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast.
I'm excited to be here, Miss Wanda, the way over in the US of A.
Yes, yes. And Allison is in Canada. Like I said, I can't
crossing borders. We're crossing borders.
That's right. And I love that ocean view behind you. So I'm definitely ready for that. I'm ready for that cruise here. But let me tell a little bit about Allison. I'm going to read her bio here. Allison Harvey founded the Woman on Fire Network. She's a connector. She's adventurous. She's a travel junkie. I like that. Canada, Trinidad, and Haiti. Meet Allison Harvey, affectionately known as the Unstoppable Woman on Fire. She stands at the helm of the visionary found the global phenomenal Woman on Fire, an international event that transcends boundaries, celebrating the brilliance of entrepreneurial women worldwide. As a driving force behind the annual Woman on Fire Entrepreneur Magazine, she curates a platform that ignites inspiration and empowers women to blaze their trails in the business world. I love that. Beyond her title as founder, Allison is a dynamic speaker, entrepreneur, and philanthropist with an insatiable passion for travel and a discerning palate as a dedicated foodie. Affectionately crowned the networking diva, I like that because I'm a networking queen. She has mastered the art of creating meaningful connections that fuel success. Originating from the vibrant twin island of Trinidad and Tobago, where the rhythm of carnival, the soulful notes of steel pan, I can hear that now, and the art of limbo thrive. I could just see you dancing, girl. Allison's journey took her to the heart of Canada, a land known for its enduring winters. Dissatisfied with the confines of a conventional 9-to-5 corporate career, she fearlessly ventured into the expansive realm of entrepreneurship. Through 14 years of unwavering commitment, Allison has not only spoken about her passion for Haiti, but has actively dedicated her heart and resources to its betterment. Her journey exemplifies that she not only talks the talk, but walks with the fury and determination that fuels her mission. In the world of business, Allison recognizes the power of collaboration and the necessity to delegate. She embodies the wisdom of an ancient African quote, "If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others." Join the Woman on Fire Network and embark on a journey of collective success with Allison Harvey leading the way. Let's set the world ablaze. Wow, this is I got a famous woman here, y'all. I'm so excited to have you here. It just really is something that collaborating is such a key to success, no matter where you are in the world. And that's always been my motto. And that's why I created W.D. Pearson Associates, because I said collaboration with entrepreneurs, we have to get together to be able to connect, right? Mm-hmm. So connecting with one another, it makes a really big difference to help one another, right? So Allison, without further ado, Let me get you to tell a little bit about yourself. And I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Sure. As you said before earlier, my bio kind of covers the whole story. I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago, moved to Toronto, Canada, and traveled to Haiti after the earthquake, the devastating earthquake in Haiti, 2010, which there's still ripple effect. Currently, right now in Haiti, is under civil unrest. So the situation has not gotten better, sad to say, in 14 years.
Wow.
Well, I ask people to remember Haiti, pray for Haiti, stand in solidarity, because it's people and children, a lot of children in Haiti that needs our prayers, that need our support wherever you can. It's not shown on mainstream media, and so that it gets swept under the rug a lot and people forget, they go about their lives. But I keep on talking about Haiti. Anything I do, everybody I talk to, I want them to remember Haiti just for the memory. And I started Woman on Fire because of Haiti. That's how we got started, to raise funds to help women and children in Haiti. And at that time, it was supposed to be a one-time luncheon. It transcended to 12 years later. So this is our 12th anniversary of doing Woman on Fire, bringing women together. That's started with literally a handful of women who wanted to help some children and women in Haiti. And today, I'm so proud to say we still do. There are a lot of things happening. I can't talk about them right now, but there are a lot of things happening and people are going to hear about it. Maybe you'll bring me back on later on in the year or next year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
To talk about what we're doing to create change in Haiti for women and children.
Absolutely. So,
and all of it came because of Woman on Fire. Because of Woman on Fire. If it wasn't for this platform, I am the founder. I'm the CEO. I'm the person who gets to talk to the people behind the scenes. And I've collaborated. I've connected with so many incredible, giving, supportive women over the years that continue to give, continue to connect. And new women coming in, wanting to be part of Woman, wanting, how can I help? What can I do? What do you need? You know what I mean? And so the platform, if you're looking for people who want to connect, who want to do things, not just about taking an award and running away, but to be interactive, to create relationships that are long lasting, that transcends just the event. That I always say, the event is always the beginning. It's the place where we get to meet in person, to hug and to take photos and to do all of that. But the actual connection starts after. Now you've met the person. What do we do? Let's meet for a Zoom meet. You could be anywhere. You could be in Canada. You could be in States. You could be in Jamaica. You could be in Nigeria. You could be in Ireland. You could be in any country of the world. As long as you have an internet connection.
That's right.
We can get connected. You can collaborate. You can share. The reason I got to Atlanta is because of collaboration. 100%. 100%. You know what I mean? So people don't realize the power of coming together with someone. You know what they say? When two are gathered, it's a mastermind. When two are gathered, it's a mastermind. Mm-hmm. Your idea and my idea, what do we come up with?
Yeah.
And go from there. And I love what I do. I'm always excited. People say, you don't get tired. It's been 12 years. I'm like, no, every year is a new year for me. New influx of women from all over, diverse background, diverse ages, diverse experience, industries, nationalities, diversity makes the world a beautiful place. And yes, I just.
It sure does. And I really have to say, and I'm going to ask you a question in a minute. I have to say, I met and how we got together. Allison found me on Facebook. And she actually nominated me to be a Woman on Fire. And I did. I was one of the honorees last year. And I'm excited to be able to go to the Woman on Fire here in Atlanta. Now, I missed it last year, Allison. But I was there on Zoom.
Yeah, you were there.
On Zoom. Yeah. That's right. On Zoom. So Zoom, I tell you, I don't know what we would do without Zoom. So being there on Zoom was awesome. And then we said, I'm coming to Atlanta. I said, okay, I can't miss it. Come to Atlanta. Then I found out I have a convention the same weekend, but I made it work out that I told my husband, I'm coming home early. You can stay there a day later, but I'm coming home early because I can't miss this. I told these ladies in Canada, I'm going to be there. So I am going to be at this Woman on Fire gala this year in Atlanta. It's probably going to air afterwards, but definitely let's connect and get some other people in here to do this Woman on Fire. Because you know what, Allison? we are all women on fire because we are doing it. And the good thing about it is that by March being International Women's Month, we're honoring each other. So I appreciate that. But let me get back. In fact, you already probably answered some of the questions that I was going to ask you. But how important do you think networking is for collaboration and why?
Networking is important because it expands your network. It expands your network. The more networking you do, the more people. You may not need somebody today. And I always tell people, don't discount people. You just learn about them. When somebody says to me, oh, I do this, I always ask, what else do you do? Because you'll be surprised at the what else. I get so much traction from what else people do. It's amazing. Sometimes it's not the thing that they showcase. It's not the thing that they talk about all the time. All of a sudden, you'll find out somebody has a passion for baking cakes, or they have a passion for comedy. They host comedy shows.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere out there. They do this because the love of what they do. And absolutely. So when you start to really network, networking is not about giving a card and taking a card. It really is not. It's about creating relationships, rapport, learning about the person over a period of time. It has to be massaged, not just grab and go. Networking, building a network is creating a lead for your business to stand on.
Absolutely. You
need somebody to reach out to create those collaborations. And we talk about collaboration. What about the friendships that come out of, because you're working together. Collab means to come together.
Yes. Right? Yes.
We're collaborating. Yes. We make great friends along the way. So even after the business is done, you could have a great friend, a sister friend, right? That you met through what? Collaboration.
Yes.
Or the extended network. What about those people who connect you because they know you? I know Wanda is in Atlanta. I know Wanda is with Legal Shield. Let me connect her to Marcia, who's looking for a Legal Shield person. But you don't even know Marcia. Marcia will say, oh, Allison sent me to you. She said you're a good person. You're a woman on fire. I was a woman on fire 2 years ago. You would say it's all about the network. But then when you meet Marcia, Marcia says, you know what? I have a workshop where we're talking how to protect your business and all this stuff. Would you be interested? Could you be part of it?
Yeah, collaboration.
That's how it happens.
And that's the key to success. That is so true. That is so true. So let me ask you another question here. So can you share an example? And I think you already shared it. A successful collaboration that emerged from networking connections.
Oh, Lord.
A lot, huh?
A lot. Because I'm a networker. I'm a true blue networker. I believe in network all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm even inviting people to Trinidad to do Woman on Fire, a 5-day retreat with the gala on the weekend.
Wow.
And this is a collaboration. And it's happening in Trinidad. And people are telling me, yes, I want to come. They're already putting up their hand. Collaboration. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you one that really went beyond the box. So I got invited to do Woman on Fire in Atlanta. And at the time, I had never been to Atlanta. Never been. Didn't know anybody in Atlanta. And this girl sends me an email and said, I love what you're doing. Where in the States are you? And I'm like, I'm in Canada. And she said, we would love to have you in Atlanta. I said, but I don't know Atlanta. I've never even been like, heard about Atlanta, never done anything. And I don't know about it. She says, I will help you. And so from connecting on Facebook to collaborating, that is why Woman on Fire is in Atlanta right now.
I am so happy because I think it was a year before you had it back in Canada, right?
Yeah.
So I missed it there. So, and I do want to say, Allison, just knowing Allison and when I was honoree, she actually came to my book launch. I was so excited to have her come to my book launch when I launched my book in October. For her to be here, that meant so much to me. And for her to actually say some of the things about me, that just touched my heart. So I appreciate that. And that's where relationships come into play, right? Having a successful relationship and friendship. So
Wanda, we can't help it. How's your family? How's you going through this? How is that? We care. I think the key factor in small businesses and building strong networks is the care factor. Outside of the business is the care factor. And that's where even referrals come in, because as you get to know the person, get to know you, a friendship develops, and now that person is even more in tune to you and what they can do to help you. So from the time you hear something and say, oh, let me think about Wanda. Let me think about Allison. You know what I'm saying? I have people 10 years after Woman on Fire calling me, 5 years after calling me. It is because of the care.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is shown during the exercise, whatever it was, the care that was shown during that time. Like I had a Zoom before and I was 5 minutes late for the Zoom and the lady was said, oh, I've been waiting. And I said, you know what? I couldn't just put the person off the phone. I told them I had another call, but I had to tie it up. So right. When I Zoom, I always leave 15 minutes. So if you say 2 o'clock, I come on at 5 to 2, but I'll give you 15 minutes grace because I understand. And that the call before could have gone a little bit over, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Let us uphold each other.
Yep.
Let us support each other. Let us give each other grace.
Grace, exactly. And that happens to me all the time.
Grace.
Yeah. I guess I'm walking out the door, then I get a phone call. Then something
happens.
So
you're running a little bit late. You don't want to kick somebody off the phone. That's rude.
Yeah.
People come to you because they care. Because I was talking to the girl, and she said it's a little tough right now. Money is tight. And things like that. And I was just giving her a little bit of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I couldn't, when somebody tells you things are a little bit tough, you don't run off. We talk about mental health.
Right.
Well, I get testy with these things because we talk it, but we don't walk it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. You're so right. We're going to have to start rounding this down, girl, because I want to have you back on my show, podcast, because we got so much to talk about here. Yes, definitely. But you actually have... provided some great sense. So I want to, my last question to you, and then we're going to talk about you and then your event. Can you provide some tips for effective communication and relationship building within the professional networks? Any kind of tips you may give, a couple of
tips for professional use. I would say ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
There are tools out there that can help people that other people know about. Don't keep it to yourself. Share. If you find something that works for you, share. Like I was telling someone about ChatGPT, use it. I use it.
Yeah.
You don't know, learn. Go on to YouTube. Let YouTube. This is one of the best tips I can give anybody. Mm-hmm. You can plug just about anything into YouTube and it will teach you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to learn how to use Instagram, go on YouTube. You want to post a photo, you go to YouTube. Just anything. You want to use Hootsuite. You want to use AI.
Yeah.
So this is the tip. Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
It's free. You can pause. You can stop. You can go back to the beginning. You can start again. You can listen to that stuff a million times. People don't talk about it, but I tell you, if you want to learn something, instead of calling me 10 times, go to YouTube, put it. How do I do a Zoom? How do I save a Zoom? How do I record a Zoom? How do I upload a Zoom? You can do all on YouTube without bugging anybody. Yeah. And the beautiful part, without spending a penny.
Absolutely. I love that because that's a great tip. I didn't think about it, but I do that all the time. I go on YouTube. How do you do this? I put a whole sentence in there. How do you do this here? But speaking of YouTube, this is going to be on YouTube as well. The podcast is going to be audio and then our interview is going to be on YouTube too. So make sure you go to YouTube to
subscribe.
To search for the podcast, Ready, Set, Collaborate. It's under WD Pearson, WDP. And they're going to be all on YouTube, all of my podcasts live. So that's why I like to do the live and audio, because audio people can listen to it when they're in the car. Two, you can look at it, then you can stop it. And let me go back to the one that Allison was talking about. Let me go back to the one that Wanda was talking about. So it's so important, but thank you for that. I appreciate it. That's a great tip. Exactly. So listen, we're winding it up. Tell us how people can get in touch with you.
They can always find me at Woman on Fire Atlanta. Send me, there's a contact, you just send me a message and I'm good. I know a lot of people don't check their but I do, or you can catch me on Facebook. I'm active on Facebook, Woman on Fire, not Woman on Fire, actually under the Networking Diva. So if you do facebook.com/the Networking Diva, you'll find me on Facebook. I am on IG as well, Woman_Fire. So woman, singular, W-O-M-N, on, O-N, all together. _Fire. That's my IG as well.
Okay, that's great. And if you can actually send me that too, when we just come live, I'm going to make sure I put all of that in there so people don't Because, you know, you can put some, you can say something, then they put in other things. I can't find her. So, yeah, if you can actually send that to me, that would be great. And I will put it in the notes on our podcast. But I am so excited to have you here. And then also, yes, unfortunately, the gala is going to be after this podcast airs. But tell us a little bit about your gala that you have every year.
So the annual gala is where we recognize and honor females in business from anywhere on the globe, because we have a virtual platform attached to the live event. And you know what? I started last year because of Zoom. Zoom allows us to get into any area where there's an internet connection and you have a Zoom link. Those two things, boom, you're in. And you could be in Africa. You could be on any of the 7 continents and you could be in the room. And people came onto the Zoom and they stayed for hours. I was impressed because I thought people would come on for half an hour and leave. But people loved it. They enjoyed it. They enjoyed listening to all the people talking and so on. So the virtual platform has come to stay with Women on Fire. My goal in the next 8 years is to have one woman represented from every country in the world. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Virtually, that would be amazing.
Yes. And that's global.
Global. That's what we're talking about, global. Wouldn't you love to meet a woman from Sierra Leone?
Yeah.
A woman from Greece? Who has a business?
Yes.
Why not? To exchange ideas, to come from a different country. That would be freaking amazing. That's where our big vision is in the next 8 years. That people, not just 1 or 2 years, 8 years down the road, I'm already making all these plans.
Yeah.
Well, if that happens, but we have to put it out there.
Absolutely.
People, after all.
Allison, thank you so much. I tell you, definitely, you're definitely coming back on because you're such a wealth of knowledge. Yeah, really, I learned a lot from you as far as what you're doing here. So definitely make sure you get in contact with Allison Harvey, and she gave you her contact information, but it'd also be in the show notes. But definitely, I appreciate you coming on Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson, with Allison Harvey. That's right. We're doing it.
We collaborate on a little boat cruise.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait for that. I'm looking at that water behind. Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to that. But thank you so much. Thank you, audience, for definitely listen to Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. Please make sure you follow and share these podcasts. I have a whole slew of definitely great information for everyone. Stay tuned for next Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Allison. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate. For more information about the host, head to wdpearsonassociates.com, and that's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Want to connect? Send an email to wanda@wdpearsonassociates.com. And as always, stay tuned for the next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate.